T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anyway, you heard somebody else laughing. That's Doug Karsh, who everybody says Doug and Jamie were kindred spirits. Almost the same person. They didn't look a lot alike.
Well,
Jamie had hair.
It's funny because I thanks, Mike. Here's what I can't believe. He told me in like September or August what was going on, and he'd make you forget the battle. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a fight with my wife, or I'm having a problem with a kid, or there's something going on, it impacts 10 to 2. Like, I can't focus on the job. Like, that stuff just lingers with me. And I've never had anything as remotely as serious as obviously battling cancer. I've had people in my family that have been sick, and it's impacted me, right? And he made you forget. Like, some of us obviously knew, and you guys knew before most. And he made you forget what was going on and how he did that every day, how strong he was for himself, but for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And he made it so easy that we knew, but we kind of forgot because I talked to his wife yesterday, and not to stereotype, but when you think cancer patients dying, you think of like a few months of like struggle and their body deteriorates and things like that. That didn't happen with Jamie.
No, and he was so strong. Like how I heard since COVID's come along, okay, it's changed my morning routine greatly. When I'm in the office, getting ready for the show for a couple hours, there's so much going on. I don't hear that part of your show from basically 8 a.m. to 10. Mm-hmm. Well, since we've been show prepping from home and I've been getting up and walking and running and biking early in the morning, I always listen to your show. And it's obviously very successful for a reason. And I heard more of Jamie in the last 6 months since COVID came along than I had previously, just because and he was so damn smart.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things, I think everybody's got this person in your life. So I'm trying to think of, this person in your life. And I've heard it over and over again. And the best way I could describe Jamie to so many people is he was like a true north, that you got his approval. I remember when I was working at 1050 in Ann Arbor and I made a comment, I said something, and Jamie came up to me a few months later and said, that was one of the funniest things I ever heard. And I just thought, oh my God, Jamie Samuelson approves.
Yeah.
I felt like that was a validation. If Jamie, and not because Jamie put himself on a pedestal, it was because my respect for him and how smart and clever he was, I couldn't believe that I had gotten his approval. And it meant so much. Did Rever tell the story about them doing the basketball game?
Yeah.
Isn't that hilarious?
I know.
Yeah. But there's just so many ways. He was so smart that he could say one word and make people laugh. Mm-hmm. Kang told a story today and how he did it. And this is heartbreaking. Yeah, it's so cruel.
He had, when he told us, he asked us for one thing, and it was to treat him normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, for all the listeners out there and even you guys, you didn't quite know the, you know, how severe it was, I don't even think, after last week. And he because he wanted things to be normal. You know, he didn't want a pity party. He didn't want people to, you know, feel sorry for him. He wanted it because this show, and he said it last week, meant so much to him to do during, while he had this, that it was his release. And so when he asked us that, you know, it's like, number one, to keep a secret like that was very difficult. And I know everybody's struggling with this. And for me, I just talk to people. Talk to important people in your life. Lean on people that you love. Talk to your wife. Talk to your dad if you got your dad still, or somebody, you know, that, if you're religious, lean on that, you know. It's just, it's crazy for all of us to try to deal with this right now. People have said, how are you doing this morning? I think Jamie prepared us to do this. I believe that in all my heart by the way he handled this.
Yeah.
And we've still gotten emotional, and that's okay. And I get emotional every break here still. It's, but I honestly, the God, believe he prepared us to do this by letting us in a little bit.
I lost my Uncle John to colon cancer, and we so I had a colonoscopy at a young age, and I woke up in the middle of it.
Oh, wow.
And looked at the screen.
Wow.
And I, you know, said, I remember saying, hey, what's that? And they were like, well, that's you. And then they put me back out. But I remember, okay.
Yeah.
So I probably had one of the worst case scenarios.
Yes, right? Really.
And did it suck? Not really. I mean, you're knocked out. Even when I woke up, I didn't really know what was going on. And all I'll say is I got another one coming up. And I'm not afraid of having it because I've been through it. And it's just not a big deal.
It's the prep and is kind of bad, but other than that, who cares?
It's a little embarrassing to talk about, but you know what? It shouldn't be. And this is, I heard you say on the way in, Tom, this, who knows, this may save 100 people. It may save 1,000 people, which is, you know.
If it saves one person, it's worth it.
Yeah. I can't stress enough. The reason he came on last week was because he wants people to get tested. It is the number one reason by far. He even said it when he came on, this isn't a goodbye, even though he knew it was. This is what he wants his legacy to be. And we got to follow through. I know you guys are going to be supportive. The whole station, we're going to come up with something that's all going to be in the works down the road. But this is his legacy. We've got to do it for him.
Yeah. Well, that's got to carry on. That has to carry on.
All right. It's unbelievable. Anyway, you and Gator today, I'm sure it'll be much of the same.
Yep.
Some great Jamie stories, some laughs.
And look,
cries, it's okay.
There's a lot of people out there fighting this fight right now. There's a lot of people out there that are suffering. And, you know, we are just the latest to get hit by it, right? We are just the latest. And I just hope, you know, every time stuff like this happens, you kind of a reset and we can all be a little bit nicer, a little bit more respectful of one another, and be grateful for everything that you have, because it's us today. It'll be somebody else tomorrow, and it was somebody else yesterday, right? It's always like there are a lot of people suffering, and keep that in mind when somebody cuts you off or when, you know, you get mad about something somebody said. Like when Patricia called up today, that was really touching.
Yeah.
It's not like this station singing the praises of Matt Patricia all the time. And that guy put all that down to call up and express his sympathies. That blows my mind.
Yep. So the champ is Jamie and the chump is cancer.
Yep.
I think
it's already done.
I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's the voting's over.
You
know,
yes.
You made me think of something, Doug. People, challenge your inner core group of friends to go get these tests done.
Yep.
That's what Jamie would want. Like Dave Revson, I'm putting it on you. I hope you're listening. Challenge all your frat brothers. Don't just say, yeah, we're going to do it. No, follow up. Did you get it?
Absolutely. Yeah. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.